MyBridge Radio. It's John Waller, Somebody Else's Story. Good to have you along with Stan and me today. Merrilee Bradley is joining us on the conversation this morning. Merrilee joins us about once a month and always has some great things to share. And today we're going to be talking about developing a thankful attitude in our children. Merrilee, it's good to have you back with us this morning.
I'm so glad I get to be with you today.
Merrilee, I have to give you a little bit of a hard time because, you know, every month we ask you what you'd like to talk about, and it wasn't very creative this month. I mean, being Thanksgiving and all, I mean, it's kind of a given, but, you know, hey, that's okay.
It's a cop-out. I'll admit it. It is what we're thinking about, right?
Well, you know, you just had a kid, so... So, Merrilee, I'm going to put you on the spot right off the bat, first of all. And before we start talking about thankfulness with our kids, I want to kind of chase it a little bit with you. So, When was it that thankfulness became a value for you? Not for you, for your kids, but for you. And what kind of got you there?
I can think of a very specific moment where Brian and I were driving in the car, and we had just found out that we were going to be adopting our son, Josh. And this was after years of infertility and grief about that. And I remember in my heart thinking, I could write a psalm. Right now, that the feelings of gratitude to the Lord for this amazing thing he was doing, that could pour out of me in poetry, which is not me at all. That is not how I tend to think. There was just such a moment of gratitude for me, and realizing that it came at the end of such a journey of suffering and difficulty, that to feel that gratitude to the Lord for bringing goodness out of that, that to me has been a kind of a pivotal moment of change in my thinking about thankfulness to the Lord.
That's kind of a spontaneous, pure versus a disciplined approach to Thanksgiving. That's like, oh, this is it. Like, this is what it means to really feel and not just kind of do thankfulness, but actually feel thankful.
Right. And I am not a big feeler. That is not how a lot of things work out in my life. Right. I tend to be more analytical. So it was a surprise to me. It felt to me like a movement of the Holy Spirit of understanding thankfulness and feeling that gratitude to the Lord. And yeah, I wanted to embrace that.
How did that translate on a day-to-day basis? I mean, that was kind of a big monumental experience. And yes, it would make sense you would feel a level of gratitude for that. But what about just on a given day? How does that translate it into how you're walking out thankfulness?
I think that was a huge perspective adjustment for me that has not left. That having experienced the hardship and the suffering and the waiting, that then every day feels like a gift. Every day feels like gratitude, and every dirty diaper and every spit up on my shoulder, that I can be thankful for those things because I was given that gift of perspective about it.
MyBridge Radio, that is Chris Tomlin with Jesus Loves Me. Appreciate you tuning in and joining Stan and me this morning. Our guest today is Merrilee Bradley from Lincoln. Merrilee is joining us to share insights about teaching our kids thankfulness.
Merrilee, as we're talking about thankfulness this morning, and ultimately we're going to get to kids and how we translate that with our kids, but I picked on you the first break and we were talking about your thankfulness and how you got there. I want to talk just to parents for a moment. Because, you know, before kids are going to be thankful, parents have to be thankful. Is that right? Or can we say one thing and do another?
Right. We know the answer to that, don't we?
Yeah.
That it is something we have to model, and that sometimes it takes intentionally speaking those things out loud when we have blessings in our lives or when we're going through hard times, that we acknowledge God so that our kids see that and hear that.
Yeah, and what about thanking among family as well? There's plenty of areas that I failed in, but one area that I really feel good about is the real expressing of thankfulness in our home towards each other, you know, and I can remember so many times when my kids weren't quite being very thankful or doing it very well with each other, me saying things like, do you see me doing that with you? And I could, because
right.
I'm the boss, but I don't. I say please and I say thank you. So that was a real value in our home. So there's the expressing of thanks to God, but then there's also the expressing of thanks to each other.
Yes, and I see that a lot, especially with my husband, which I'm really grateful for, that he will remind the kids to be thankful for me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I am so just head down in the trenches, getting dinner on the table, that I wouldn't think to remind them to be thankful for it. But I'm thankful that he comes in and then will say, can you tell your mom thank you for making this good meal for you, you know, or for doing all that laundry for you or making your bed or whatever it was. But sometimes it takes someone else to help us remember that, yeah, we do need to be expressing that thanks.
We are going to be back to continue our conversation with Marilee in just a few moments, so please stay tuned. Right now, though, it's Brandon Heath, Give Me Your Eyes. Phil Wickham this morning on MyBridge Radio. This is Amazing Grace. Appreciate you joining Stan and me today. We're visiting this morning with a regular here on The Morning Conversation, Marilee Bradley from Lincoln.
So let's talk about thankfulness with our kids, Marilee. We're talking about thankfulness this morning. We've been talking about your thankfulness and parents' thankfulness. Let's talk about our kids. Do you feel like thankfulness is a child's natural orientation? I mean, it's kind of like Christmas. I mean, you don't have to teach a kid to do Christmas.
Right.
Do you have to teach a kid to do thankfulness, or are they just naturally that way?
You know, I think there is some element of personality involved here, that some kids do get it a little bit more naturally than others, and for the kids that is not their natural bent at all, then we have to be more intentional about helping them acknowledge their needs so that they know when they're having to be thankful. I think some of that is when you think you're self-sufficient, then who do you have to thank? Nobody. So we have to teach the kids, nope, you had a need here, and I had to help you with it, now you need to be thankful. That's our experience with the Lord, too. But I do think there are some kids that comes a little more naturally, too, and we had that experience just recently with my 2-year-old, where I was explaining to him the process of how we were going to feed the new baby, and that I had fed him that way, too, that we were going to be breastfeeding, and he said, you did that for me? Thank you. I never expected him to thank me for that, but there was some little prompting in his heart that was a reason to be grateful.
That's good. That's cool. That's very, very cool. Now, is that just because his natural orientation, or was it that he learned it easier? I mean, maybe quicker and earlier, but he still had to learn it, right?
I absolutely think he had to learn it, and part of the learning process was probably me explaining that it was a difficult thing, you know, that was hard, that it required sacrifice from mom, and, you know, we had to work through that, and so I think he understood how important that was. And when we don't acknowledge that, yes, there's sacrifice involved in the things that we do for our kids, then how will they ever learn to be thankful?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can picture kids naturally saying mine.
Right.
But not saying thank you very naturally.
Yeah, I think when we want to give them everything they want before they've felt a need or before they've asked for it, then we really eliminate the need for gratitude and we deny them a really important lesson.
We'll be continuing our conversation with Marilee about thankfulness in just about 20 minutes, so please stay with us. It's Oceans this morning on MyBridge Radio by Hillsong United. Great to have you along with Stan and me today. Marilee Bradley is joining us on The Morning Conversation. Now, she's with us today to talk about teaching our kids to be thankful.
So, Marilee, as we're talking about thankfulness this morning, to what extent do you feel like we can change the natural orientation of our kids towards kind of a selfishness, unthankfulness, towards a graciousness and a thankfulness?
Oh, I think it requires an intentionality of exposing them to the broader world even so that they understand what they've been given in good health or what they've been given in even material possessions, that we help them understand that isn't the way it is for everybody. And I think we need to allow them to feel needs for them to understand thankfulness. If they're never hungry, they're never going to be thankful for food. If they always have everything they ever want, then they're never going to be thankful for the things that they get. So I think we have to be intentional as parents to let them have needs and express needs, and then to be able to talk to them about gratitude when those needs are met.
So that makes sense, Marilee, but play that out a little bit more. So what does that look like, and maybe in contrast, that if we're not careful, what we would do?
Yes. Well, if my kids are into a specific toy, you know, a specific cartoon character, whatever, it can really be my desire when I see something that is on sale, then I'm just going to pick that up for them and won't they be so happy. But if they've never wanted, if they've never asked, if we've never talked about the sacrifices involved in having to pay for things, then they're not really grateful when they get it. They may be excited in the moment, but being excited is not the same thing as being thankful and understanding what went into that.
So, Marilee, as you think about thankfulness for your family and for your kids, is there a specific goal that you have beyond just the vague concept of, I want my kids to be thankful?
I think the ultimate goal is that we want them to channel the thankfulness to us into thankfulness to God. And I think that can be hard because God is someone that you can't see. So how do we get them to understand that everything they receive is ultimately a gift from God? We have to teach them that lesson with their parents and their siblings and with the people around them so they learn to transfer that thankfulness to God.
Our conversation with Marilee is going to be continuing in just a few moments. Right now, though, it's Adrian Leshing and Jeff Moore in Christ Alone. All sons and daughters this morning on MyBridge Radio, great are you, Lord. You know, thankfulness is on our minds this time of the year with Thanksgiving right around the corner. Our guest on The Conversation today, Marilee Bradley, is joining us with some ideas and insights about teaching our children to be thankful.
Marilee, when I picture families and parents working with kids with being thankful, I mean, I can see often, and you referenced it earlier, you know, reminding your kids, you need to say thank you. What value is it to get your children to mouth the words thank you, even if they don't feel thankful?
You know, you hope that with the repetition, it's going to sink into their hearts. And I think those are the things we do when they're really little. I mean, for our kids, even when we are teaching them to sign before they can talk, we teach them please and thank you. And we want them to kind of get that in their brains that we ask nicely and then we respond politely when someone does something for us. But I think as they get older, then those conversations have to become deeper and broader. And you're right, it's not just a repetition of a thank you phrase. It's understanding the sacrifices that go into those things. And sometimes that means if our kids aren't grateful, like the other day when Josh put a bunch of his clean clothes back in the hamper because he didn't want to put them in his drawer, then, you know, I talked to him about, well, that's not a way to thank mom for all the work she did in doing the laundry. So now you're going to help me do it so that you understand what work went into that. So I think we want them to get beyond just the repetition of a phrase to understand why they're thankful, but that takes some work on our part.
Marilee, we've got moms and dads listening this morning, and they're being encouraged and reminded to work with their kids on being grateful. Give them some tips. What are some things that have worked really well for you and your family in trying to help your kids grasp this concept of thankfulness?
I love biblically how we have seasons emphasized for us in the Bible. There are these Ebenezer moments, these things that you physically look at and remember. And I think for our family, that's something we've tried to do. At Thanksgiving time, we do a gratitude tree, which we go and get some sticks from the backyard or whatever and make little construction paper leaves and have the kids write on them something that they're thankful for. And so this is something we do every year, and we take pictures of it, and we remember what we were thankful for the year before and think about what we're thankful for this year. But I think what's hard as a parent is to not want to tell your kids what they're thankful for, but to really listen to their hearts. And I think that's important to me to want to hear. If they really are thankful for their stuffed animal, that's good. That's okay to hear what really matters to them instead of me wanting to say, aren't you thankful for, you know, our warm house? They may not quite be at that point yet where they understand how important that is or that other people don't have that, but they may really be thankful for their teddy bear. So I think it's good to kind of hear your child's heart, what it is that matters to them and is important to them and they're thankful for, and acknowledge that, and then take that and start to move deeper with them.
Our conversation with Marilee Bradley is going to be continuing in just about 20 minutes, so please stay tuned. MyBridge Radio, that is Citizen Way with Evidence. Thanks for being with Stan and me this morning. Our guest on the morning conversation today is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. Now, Marilee is joining us to share some insights about teaching our kids about thankfulness.
Marilee, as we're talking about thankfulness this morning, I got this concept that's kind of rolling around in my head. I'd love to throw it out at you and see how you respond to it. But, you know, one thing that I would do differently with my kids, probably not that they were irresponsible, but as I've reflected back, there's this ratio I think that's really healthy to maintain with kids of responsibility with ownership or possessions.
Mm-hmm.
So to make sure that your kids don't have more things than they understand what responsibility for those things is like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I've wondered about that with thankfulness too, as we're talking about it this morning. If we need to kind of manage that, make sure that our kids' possession of things doesn't overrun their thankfulness for things.
Mm. Well, I think that's, yeah, as we're having this conversation, I am literally walking around our basement stepping over the toys. I've been left out everywhere. So I am feeling you right now. You're right. When the kids have more than they're able to care for, there's an irresponsibility that develops. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hard as a parent to limit the possessions that are in your child's life, or to tell grandparents they need to limit the possessions that are in your child's
right.
life. But I think,
right.
yeah, that is important for them to understand gratitude and thankfulness by not having more than they're capable of caring for.
Marilee, I remember reading a book on parenting and specifically teaching our kids character and teaching them respect. They talked about how when you're working with your kids, you need to give them an application point, an expression. So like they talked about respecting your elders. And so what they did is they didn't let them use adults' first names. You had to say Mr. and Mrs.
Right.
Now, we didn't do that, but I understood the concept. It was just that was their application.
Right.
Is there some way that you've thought about that with thankfulness? That it's one thing to talk to our kids about thankfulness, but what's the application points that you use to help your kids grasp thankfulness?
I think it involves helping them have a broader understanding of the world. And I think that kind of helps reorient them around gratitude and thankfulness when they're able to look outside of themselves. Or even for Josh, who spent his first 10 months in an orphanage and almost died from malaria. You know, not getting the snack you wanted is not the worst day ever. We need to rethink that. But I think if our kids only ever know their own lives and their own lives experience, and if we have done a pretty good job at sheltering them from struggle and from suffering, they may not have a real spirit of gratitude.
Marilee, once again, you've given moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas lots of things to be thinking about. I'm sure a lot of note-taking was going on during the conversation this morning. Great things to share with us about helping our kids be grateful and be thankful. And we're thankful that you're a part of our conversation this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.